Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
9:20 in the Valley. Pigs fall in Game 3 to the Rail Riders by a final score of 6-1 tonight out in Moosic. Story of the game tonight is the story of the game last night for the Iron Pigs. Has been a big chunk of this year, and that's situational hitting, getting runners in with less than two outs, getting the big two-out hit. Something the Pigs failed to do tonight, something Scranton did not fail to do tonight, and that is why the Rail Riders are one win away from moving on. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. Staybridge Suites, Allentown, Bethlehem Airport postgame show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network. Sam Mines with you here in the studio, and these are your highlights for September the 9th, 2017. One that will be frustrating, one that will sting for the Iron Pigs, much like Game 2. A series so far that has one exciting come-from-behind win for the Pigs in Game 1, and then two games the Pigs could have won. Now, of course, always could have, would have, should have. As Matt Provin said in the air, that's why you don't play him on paper, of course, but this isn't even on paper. This is in the game. The ability to drive home runs and take advantage of situations. Pigs just have not been able to do that. They have pitchers on the ropes, and they let them off the ropes. And tonight, Brady Lyle would be no different. Pigs had their chances. Scranton had their chances. One team took them. The other didn't. And that's what you'll hear right now, starting in the top of the first inning. Scott Kingery was the first man to the plate, and he grounded out to Donovan Solano to start off the game. Christian Marrero went down swinging on strikes before Brock Sassy did the same as Kingery, grounding out to Donovan Solano to end the top of the first inning. In the bottom of the first, Mason Williams grounded out right back to Henderson Alvarez. Donovan Solano then hit one out to Angelo Mora at short. First two retired, and Billy McKinney was the third batter to come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning.
Got him looking. Fastball outside corner.
Henderson Alvarez struck out Billy McKinney, and that ended the bottom of the first inning. So a good start for both pitchers. Top of the second inning, the Pigs went down 1-2-3. Two more ground outs to Donovan Solano as well in that inning. Solano was very busy in the first couple innings. In the bottom of the second inning, the Rail Riders went down 1-2-3 as well. Through two, it was a pitcher's duel. In the top of the third inning, after Andrew Pullen popped up and Herlis Rodriguez struck out, the Pigs finally had a base runner. Logan Moore singled and Scott Kingery singled. Pigs had a runner in scoring position with two outs. It was Christian Marrero, but Marrero would fly out and the Pigs would strand their first opportunity. Bottom of the third, another 1-2-3 inning for Henderson Alvarez. On to the top of the fourth inning with Brock Stassi leading it off for the Pigs.
Pitching as he deals home, and a breaking ball swung on and launched in the air. Right field deep. Cave is back at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. Stay classy. Brock Stassi, a line drive over the right field wall, and it's 1-0 Lehigh Valley.
Brock Stassi with the home run to make it 1-0 Iron Pigs. It was a great start for the Pigs, who needed to get off to the lead, and it had given it a run to Henderson Alvarez, who was through the first three without being touched at all. After the home run, Angelo Mora flew out, but Mitch Walding walked. Dylan Cousins struck out swinging, but an E4 on the next batter, Andrew Pullen, put runners at first and third with two outs. Pigs once again had an opportunity to make the Rail Riders pay. But, as they did in the third inning, Herlis Rodriguez lined out to end the top of the fourth, so the Pigs would have to settle for just one. Bottom of the fourth would start off with Mason Williams singling, and Donovan Solano would be the next batter.
Runner leads. Pitcher swung on and drilled down the left field line. Fair, it's trouble. It's fair. Williams around second. He might score on this one. He's going to third. Pullen gets to the ball. Here's the relay throw. It's going to get cut off. Williams has to score easily. And on an 0-2 pitch, Donovan Solano drills one down the left field line to tie the game. What a tough hitter.
Can't have a shutdown inning when the first two guys reach and one of them scores. And just like that, the Rail Riders tied the game at one. After Billy McKinney moved Donovan Solano over to third on a ground out to Kingery, Miguel Andujar came to the plate.
Infield now with two strikes comes medium depth. It'll be a 1-2, and Alvarez delivers, swung on, and there's a fly ball. It's going to get the run home, you'd think. Carlos Rodriguez is going to make the catch racing in, and then he nearly collides with the right fielder Cousins. The throw's way late. Two very sound approaches offensively, and they steal a run. It's 2-1 Rail Riders.
Situational hitting for the Rail Riders leads to a 2-1 lead after the sacrifice fly by Miguel Andujar. Mike Ford then would ground out to Scott Kingery, but the damage had been done. Rail Riders lead it 2-1. Top of the fifth, Logan Moore would lead it off with a strikeout, and Scott Kingery would ground out 5-3. But for the third consecutive inning, I should say, the Pigs started a rally. Christian Marrero singled and Brock Stassi doubled. Pigs had second and third with two outs, but for the third straight inning, they would not get a runner home. Angelo Mora would ground out to Mike Ford at first, and the Pigs had squandered another opportunity. In the bottom of the fifth, Kyle Higashioka would work a walk leading off the inning, and after Jake Cave struck out swinging, Mark Payton singled, and that brought Jonathan Diaz to the plate.
Runners lead, and the gutter from first goes, and it swung on and drilled in the air out to deep left field. Pullen is racing back. He makes the catch on the cusp of the track in deep left center. Plenty deep though to tag the run. Higashioka scores. And again, another run produced via an out with fundamental hitting.
Fundamental hitting and the leadoff walk coming back to haunt you. As Higashioka walked to lead off the inning, he would come around to score on the sacrifice fly. Pigs are now down 3-1. Mason Williams would ground out to Mitch Walding at third to end the bottom of the fifth. But through five, the Pigs were now trailing 3-1. Top of the sixth inning, Pigs got a leadoff single from Mitch Walding, but Dylan Cousins would pop up, Andrew Pullen would strike out, and Herlis Rodriguez would pop up. That would end the top of the sixth inning. Into the bottom of the sixth inning, Donovan Solano would reach as leadoff hitter on a single, and then Billy McKinney came to the plate.
One on, nobody out. Alvarez from below the belt kicks and deals 2-2, swung on and launched in the air. Deep right field, Cousins back, looking up, forget about it, it's out of here.
A major blow for the Iron Pigs, a two-run home run by Billy McKinney made it 5-1. Miguel Andujar would strike out, Mike Ford would line out, and Kyle Higashioka would fly out to end the bottom of the sixth. But the Pigs' hill to climb got that much steeper. It was now 5-1. Into the top of the seventh inning, Logan Moore leading it off, trying to get the rally started for the Iron Pigs.
On drilled out right field, coming in, diving, and making an unbelievable catch is Cave. He went spelunking into shallow right field and took a sure base hit away from Logan Moore. Oh, my own. Just when the Pigs needed a hit, it looked like they had one, and a diving, star-worthy catch is out number one.
And a great play by Jake Cave. But the thing you got to admire the most about that clip right there is how Matt Province was able to pull spelunking right off the top of his head to make a call like that, not knowing that Jake Cave was going to come in and make a play on that first on the first batter of the game. Now, I'm sure he'd been waiting to use it at some point this season, but you know, in the heat of the moment, bang, bang, play. He makes a good play, and he comes up with it right off the top of his head. That's the highlight within the highlight right there. But nonetheless, Logan Moore unable to get things started. And after the lineout in which Cave made the play, Scott Kingery struck out swinging. Christian Marrero would have his second hit of the game, but it was another two-out base hit. And then Brock Stassi would ground out to first to end the threat. If Christian Marrero had traded in either of those hits for a hit in the third inning, Pigs would have had a bigger lead. So you can't fault Christian Marrero. It's not like he had a bad game. It's just the situational hitting seems to be a team-wide epidemic for the Iron Pigs. They just cannot get the job done in the biggest situation. Marrero had himself a heck of a day. Two hits, both with two outs, trying to spark rallies. But if he trades in both of them for a hit in the third inning, well, it could be an entirely different game. But through the top of the seventh inning, Pigs still trailed 5-1. Bottom of the seventh inning, after back-to-back flyouts, the Rail Riders would get a little two-out bingo started when Jonathan Diaz walked. Mason Williams singled, and then Donovan Solano, would single in the sixth run of the game to make it 6-1. Billy McKinney would then strike out swinging, and that would end the bottom of the seventh inning, but the Rail Riders tacked on to their lead 6-1. On to the top of the eighth inning. After Angelo Mora grounded out to begin the inning 5-3, Mitch Walding walked, Dylan Cousins singled, and with Cole Cashel into the game, Andrew Pullen walked to load the bases. Pigs had a golden opportunity to get back into it, but Herlis Rodriguez popped up. That meant there were two outs and the bases loaded and Logan Moore at the plate.
He set up away. It'll be a 1-2 to Logan Moore. Pitch swung on, a broken bat chopper left side. Gloving to his left is Andujar. Fires to first in time, and the pitch strand three more.
The threat ended by the ground out by Logan Moore. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Rail Riders went down 1-2-3. Pigs needed five to tie in the top of the ninth. Scott Kingery got the top of the ninth off to a good start with a double. But Christian Marrero flew out. Brock Stassi looked at strike three, albeit a very low strike three. And the Pigs' final hope of the day was Angelo Mora.
And now trying to get on here. 6-1 in the ninth. Pitch swung on and drilled out left field, but right at McKinney. Over towards the line. Races over, makes the catch. Ball game over. The Rail Riders, after losing six in a row, have won back-to-back games, and they now take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-five series in the IL Divisional Playoff Round.
Pigs fall to the Rail Riders tonight in Moosic by a final score of 6-1. For the Rail Riders, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. For the Iron Pigs, 1 run, 10 hits, and no errors. For the Iron Pigs, this is the number that's going to sting the most. 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They left 12 on base. That is not a recipe for success. The Rail Riders were 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position. They left 3 on base. The Iron Pigs, Henderson Alvarez got the loss. 6 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 6 runs all earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Pat Venditti, 1 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 2 strikeouts. For the Rail Riders, Brady Lale the win. 6 innings, 7 hits, a run it was earned on the Stassi home run, a walk and 5 strikeouts. Angelo Gomez, 1 1/3, 2 hits, a walk and a strikeout. And Cole Cashel, 1 2/3, a hit, a walk and a strikeout. Time of the game, 2 hours and 35 minutes in front of 2,324 at PNC Field in Moosic, Pennsylvania. Once again, your final score tonight, the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders 6, and your Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 1.